One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
So, I'm 28 now, so roughly 13 years ago, my cousin, she's actually the daughter of my cousin, but because we're similar in age, I refer to her as my cousin, so I will for this story also. I was 13 years old and... No, 15 years old, sorry. And my cousin, who was maybe a year or two older at the time, she came to stay next door to my parents' house, which was my auntie's house at the time. So my parents lived in a fairly typical Victorian terraced house. So the walls of the adjoining houses were next to each other, so sound travelled fairly easily. So my auntie lived next door to my parents' house, and my cousin was suffering from, you know, something paranormal, something supernatural. And she came to live at my auntie's house, I think just for the support of the family, because a lot of my family lived in this particular neighbourhood, and where my cousin lived with her parents and her family, was the neighbourhood was quite out of the way, and there were not many of our relatives there. So I think it was just for kind of familial support. So this, you know, the story which I'm going to share with you, I didn't realise at the time that it was supernatural. I mean, I think I had my suspicions, but nobody confirmed this for me. I think probably to not scare the younger children in the family, we were not told at the time what was happening. But since then, obviously, I know the story and you know, my parents have discussed it with me, and so has my cousin. So the first I heard of this was when my cousin came to stay at my auntie's house. But leading up to this, which I didn't know at the time, it all began when my cousin began to mention, while she was at her parents' house in her room, that she could see figures and just odd kind of things in her room. Kind of everyday objects, but the objects weren't there, if that makes sense. So she would see a lamp that wasn't in her room, or even a carton of juice, which, you know, would appear in her room and then disappear. She mentioned the first time that she, you know, really got weirded out by this was when she was in the bathroom and she saw smoke coming in through the door wasn't actual physical smoke, but it was just kind of a manifestation, I think, of something. And then the lady appeared to her from the smoke, like an elderly kind of lady. Also, when she went to college, which is when you're 16 to 18 years old in the UK, so it's not university, which I think Americans refer to as college. So she was either 16 or 17 at the time this happened. And she went to school with a college, sorry, with her younger brother, and they went on a tram, which I think is a Metrolink. I'm sorry if these terms don't make sense, because I think they differ in England and in the US. So it's just a mode of transport which she would, you know, catch every morning and every afternoon after college. So it was spring, and there was, you know, it wasn't winter, there was no ice or snow or rain or anything like that. And my cousin's brother, who went to college with her, said that she, on one morning when all these occurrences were happening, when she was seeing these women and, you know, people manifesting, and that she began to kind of laugh hysterically and began to glide around on the pavement, but as if it was icy and she was wearing ice skates and she was gliding. First he thought she was just kind of goofing around, but she's a very sort of serious person who doesn't joke around a lot, so that didn't really make sense. But also she was gliding as if she was on ice, and she was only wearing normal boots and there was no ice on the floor, so can't really explain what happened there. So my cousin's brother said that really weirded him out, but then after a few minutes she stopped laughing, and she was absolutely fine, and they went to college and the rest of the day was fine. So I think things gradually started to happen. My cousin mentioned walking up the stairs and feeling an invisible force trying to push her down the stairs. You know, she felt like something was trying to strangle her, sort of invisible hands. So it gradually got worse, and I think her parents decided to maybe a change of location maybe was what they thought would, you know, be beneficial for her. So she came to my auntie's house, and again there was a lot of more support there, and we contacted an imam. So I'm of the Muslim faith, as is my cousin, and an imam is the equivalent to a priest. So over the next few weeks, you know, he would visit the house and they would pray and you drink holy water and kind of do sort of like protection prayers for her, which eventually, you know, did work. But there was one particular evening where I suppose it's kind of the same as an exorcism, where you're kind of dispelling, you know, spirits or what have you, you know, that have possessed her. But I don't think I think it differs a lot from kind of the Christian kind of exorcisms. But then again, I've only seen them in films, so I don't know how true they are. But it's just a lot of kind of praying and, you know, banishing spirits away from the body because, you know, it doesn't belong to them. So I think this would have been the evening, because I remember my parents going over to offer prayers as well, and I was home alone, and I was in my bedroom, which I think the wall would have been adjourned to the wall where she was staying in. And I just remember hearing this screaming and shouting, and hearing all these sort of disembodied voices. It was really weird because I could hear my cousin's voice, but I can also hear like another layer of voice. Some voices were kind of deep and quite manly, and some were of other women who I've never heard in my life, speaking languages which I didn't really understand. Couldn't make out the words that, you know, the voices were saying, but it was creepy nonetheless. I don't think I've ever felt so scared in my life. I was frozen on the spot and my blood ran cold, and all I remember was I wanted to not hear these voices and these screams, but I was rooted on the spot and I couldn't move. It felt like it went on forever. I mean, I didn't see anything. I never visited my cousin while she was like this because I was scared, and obviously I don't think my parents would want me to see something like that. But just hearing it was enough to make my blood run cold, and I can't, to this day, like right now, I can imagine it and how it made me feel. So, you know, that was kind of 13 years ago now, and I've seen her since. And, you know, she seems to be very happy, and she's never had anything like this again after that night when the imam did the specific prayers on her. And actually, I forgot, my brother did go to visit her, and he said that she looked different. Her facial features were, the facial features were markedly different, and that she spoke in different voices while he was actually there. He actually didn't sleep for about a week or even 2 weeks because her voice had said from her that she would kill my brother in his sleep, and that absolutely petrified him and he couldn't sleep. Now that I've spoken to my cousin after this, she says she doesn't remember, you know, when this was happening, when the voices were emanating from her. All she could remember was seeing sort of smoke coming into whichever area she was, and she'd begin screaming because she knew something was coming, and she could see figures forming, but then she would forget. Well, I don't know if she forgot or if she was possessed and she doesn't remember, you know, what actually happened. I mean, I don't like to talk to her about it too much. She lives a very happy life now, and I mentioned in my last call that I'm a psychiatric nurse. I'm really not inclined to think that this is, I mean, I'm really inclined to think that this was not a psychotic episode, since she's had nothing before or since. The prayers seem to have helped, and she was, you know, never on any medication, and I don't know how anyone could, how could that be attributed to, men, you know, a psychotic illness, like actually changing of your features. And then I do know there's some psychiatrists and such who argue that there is a phenomenon which, where that can happen, but I think I'm quite dubious when I think there's so much evidence for the supernatural, paranormal out there in the world. So that's the end of my story. Like I said, it's a little bit disjointed, so I apologise, because I didn't know the actual span of events that happened at the time, because I was told bits and pieces after. Thank you very much. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at cosi.org.